Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
Can you talk?
Yeah, what happened?
What?
What happened?
What do you mean?
Well, the way you're talking, what's the matter?
Oh. I guess you knew I wasn't feeling that well.
No, I didn't know at all. I didn't know at all. Since when?
Yesterday, I got put out of business, at least temporarily, at a hefty price.
What happened?
It was day one of starting the app I was telling you so excited about making in the job, and I needed to download. There was no other option. I spent all day trying to find a way. You got me that Mac computer as a college graduation gift, and in order to do it, there was no choice working all day to avoid it, but I had to download the second newest software, so not even the most recent, but to just try to get it working and developed. So I tried doing it, and apparently this particular update, it destroyed my Mac, so I lose just data I had and everything, but it's going to be a very costly thing. And Harrison says, "We will get it solved tomorrow. Stop your crying." And then he says, "The Apple stores aren't open for a week and a half. They're closed because of COVID. Fuck."
But you can restore it though.
No. There's no guarantee. Like, and the keys lost functionality. Like, water got in it a little while ago. So, I was getting on just all right without the keys, You can use the mouse with like an electronic keyboard on the thing, but it doesn't turn on anymore. And it was from the thing I was trying to make and so excited about that, like, it brought on this.
Well, let me tell you, I've had some issues with my computer, and I have a great computer.
I was going into technology startup, and I got put out of business day one.
Yeah, but listen, do you want me to give you Neil's number? And he's really good, and he may be able to get it back for you. If there's a way, he may be able to do it. He's very good with hardware. Like, if there's a way that it's in the system.
Well, the thing is, because it's about, Apple's new update reacting with a Mac. So it's like, it's not something that, like, people outside have tools. It's not a common problem.
Well,
it's so specific.
Would try. It's worth a try.
So, no, but if I told, like, if I asked him via phone, is that free? Like, because, like, if he...
He may, but what you should...
I can't even follow recourse because the keyboard broke. So, like,
if there is
a way to fix it, like, that's why. It's not like, other than that, it had no problems. I almost had to go to Apple because, in addition to the very specific problem, you can't do anything normal to try to fix it.
No, you have to understand something. He's a hardware person. He may be able to bypass the keyboard and do something in the system. So, you should call him. I'm going to give you his number. You should definitely call him. Definitely.
Yeah, that's why I was waiting for...
I'll give you his number when I hang up.
That's why I was waiting for Apple, though, because, like,
okay
it was...
Are you okay physically, though? Is there something physically wrong?
Why do you say that?
Because you said I'm not good, and you sounded terrible.
I guess I'm okay.
Oh, all right, that's good. Yeah, let me give you... Yeah, hold on, I'll send it to you right now, hold on.
Does he know, like, are you going to tell him to expect a call from me?
Wait a second.
What? What's taking so long, though?
Okay, I'm sorry. I sent it to you, okay?
But are you going to tell him to expect a call for me, or...
It doesn't matter. If you,
so I should just call?
And we'll send him a text and say, I'm Paula Oakenson, and I had a problem that's significant with my MAC. Could you call, you know, could you give me a call? Or, you know, he may say, tell me what the problem is. Like, if you want to explain it...
So I shouldn't call. So I shouldn't call. I have to text.
No, you could call. You could do both. I do everything. Alex, you're in the real world. Either talk, you text.
Well, I was going to go to the Apple store. I just didn't know, like...
Well, before you do, just ask him and see if there's something he could do. Because if it's something data, you know, so don't be so upset.
I was very upset.
And if you need a new one, I'll, you know, I'll hop in a new one. That's all.
All right. I sound so girly, but...
What?
It's hard to have a serious business conversation on the phone since I struggle with speaking.
You're gonna have to get better at it.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So you're feeling good physically anyway?
I feel less stressed because yesterday was so horrible. When something very bad happens, it tends to get easier.
What's that?
What?
What did you just say? I couldn't hear you.
I didn't say anything.
Oh. All right. Well, so you feel better now? At least try. Why don't you call him right away and let me know what happened?
I think I'll do it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
Love you.
Bye. Love you. Thanks. Are you well physically? Shit, I don't know what's wrong. If you act not done so eager, like it's... hard to get, and hard even, they may respond kind, but ish, if you talk a lot and too much, act wrong, I got less anxiety, they like what, just say nothing, ish, terrible. So, Brunter, done. No way, pick it up. Oh.
Please leave.
Of course. I am Paula Oaken's son. She mentioned you knew about you experience in Mac and software issues, crash on, I'll say crash on Big Sur OS update. Keyboard non-functional, separate water damage issue. Regular hold option or shift restarts not possible. Only button that works is power. Again, not related to software. Fearing. Oh. Data lost. Update stuck on Mac. Loading bar. Thanks. Alex. I am Paul. Sounds like she's experiencing Mac and software issues. Crash on Big Sur OS update. Keyboard non-functional, separate water damage issue. Regular hold option or shift restart is not possible. Only button that works is power. Again, not related to software. Fearing all data lost. Update stuck 2 days on Mac. Loading bar. Thanks. That was an efficient use of problem, maybe. It sounds retarded. Interesting, like, that is it. It's your problem, and I didn't swell. Update. 13 gig required. 26 had 50 gig on activation. Mac 2015. He probably, like, ish. Nigga, is what damn derf I. Your fucking Howl 9 Crowl son. She mentioned your experience in math and software issues. Hello, my love.
Hello.
Hi.
Alex?
Yeah, babe.
How are you, Alex?
I do love you.
How are you, honey?
I'm doing better.
Good.
Oh, my brother gave me a big whooping last night. I'll bet you that.
Sure, you were just hungry.
My brother gave me a whooping all night long.
He didn't eat with you?
He made me feel a whole lot more sanctum, baby.
Good. I'm glad.
I know. I care about you.
I'm glad.
I do. But my computer broke.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
My computer broke.
Yeah.
It's broke. It's blunt. Bruh.
Feel better.
I know.
Care yourself, honey.
Yeah. What?
I'm going blind. awful state of mind, too.
Good.
Well, it's not so good.
Why?
And I'm very nervous about it.
I care for you.
So you take care of yourself, sweetheart.
Yeah.
And you and your brother. Always stay with your brother.
He's so annoying. He was crying like a brush.
He was crying?
Yeah.
Too?
Yeah.
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 All right, sweetheart. Did you enjoy the Chinese dinner?
It was very nice and well.
Huh?
He gives me everything left over. He's a good
Did
brother.
Did you enjoy it?
It was delicious.
Did you enjoy the Chinese dinner?
No.
Good. It's a nice day today.
I miss you. It is beautiful. Not a crummy day for low.
Yeah. Okay, honey. I can't talk to you now because I'm doing something in the kitchen.
Go.
Okay.
Goodbye, my love.
Take
care. Bye, darling.
Sweetheart.
I certainly won't. Bye, darling.
And I'm glad you feel better.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful, it's true, and I wanted you to
Take
know,
care of yourself, Alan.
I'll never
You're
be with you, ba,
ba,
ba, ba. All the girls were trying schluff and bluff on New Year's. I realized I was just jerking off on the inside. They were literally right out my dad-and-dub door. And they just wanted a Huckling Ham type of horse. And then my brother got a Slaw's Maw like the brand Year of the Dog. Powerful. And I wanted forward, carry, over, just schlupper and blunter. But it wasn't quite endly, tardly, quite possible. And nutly, turdy at them at the square. Now, Medrin Redson, Smither Lovely, Worthen, Yenser, Enser, thou Monkman, Jenser.
Alex, dear.
What?
I have to hang up. I have to finish in the kitchen.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, you damn bitch. You no waste of time.
Alex,
why?
I stayed so long for a while.
Why?
Because I have to finish up.
Go!
Alex, I have to.
No!
I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, darling.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sad.
I have to go now, honey.
Wait.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Wait, wait, wait. Wow. Speak to Sue. Talk to Sue. Bye, darling. I love you, baby. You're far too much. Oh, yeah, and she drives me crazy. It's Shepter. I ball her hell. Oh. What?
I can't talk now, sweetheart.
All right, baby.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye, darling.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye, love. My dear? Oh, God. Won't you stay on the phone? No.
Oh.
You seem so surprised that he may have, but, no.
Oh, well, it sometimes takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
So, what else is doing? How do you feel? Do you feel sick or anything?
Why do you say that?
Because, you know, I got a COVID test, so I'm waiting for the
results. Yeah, no, the results aren't well about, I guess maybe Brooke didn't quite make it up, that, people... So many countless Christmas dinners, everyone got it. It's widely contagious. So they said instead of like one category 5 hurricane, it would be like maybe a 2 or 3 category hurricane, but there's 4 of them instead of 1. That it is just zeroing out all deltas. And I don't know, can you even get a COVID classic with the regular? It's all
loose. What? Hold on.
Oh, you can't talk right now?
No, I can talk, but, like, do you want to, is there anything else of urgency? Because I'm at work, so if you want to ask me or you need me for something, I could talk to you, but I can't just, like, I'm not focused right now, because
yeah.
You know.
Me too.
I have people calling me.
I know.
Why don't you give Neil a call, too?
I did. He didn't pick up,
okay.
But,
Okay. All right.
I absolutely loved The Last Duel.
Yeah, isn't it good?
It would have perhaps been a bit more played well or gotten some better rave or notoriety if...
What's that?
If they called it...
I can't hear you.
Parisian Albatross.
What?
Maybe the name was why it didn't do well. It was one of the best movies I've seen in a while.
Yeah, it was great.
I think Dad would have really loved that movie. It was smart and kind of romantic, but tricky and funny.
Funny, too, I know.
It had everything, but an epic. But, oh. Harrison didn't even get the ending. I thought that from the thing that he did have a brief affair with her, and then because Damon made him feel little and small, that he wanted to take it out on her and have her feel degraded and depersonated, kill her ego, just like that. But I think maybe for those times, that wasn't even that unheard of, and she knows kind of she did bring it on. So the whole movie, it looked like Driver was the perpetrator, but then at the end you could kind of see that she felt so sad looking at the baby that clear so very night as day isn't Damon's, but that she felt like an ounce of guilt and regret that perhaps she was too hard on the boy.
Yeah, I kind of thought that too.
Harrison didn't pick up on... Harrison says, I never even considered that a possibility. He just said, I thought Adam Driver was hard.
I can't hear you. You gotta talk louder. Something about the connection in this room. You gotta talk, like, move the phone. I'm hearing every other word. Do you want to call me back on the home number?
No.
Hello?
Why? Why? Yeah.
Oh, that's much better.
Oh.
Okay, that's much better.
All right.
So, yeah, you know, I kind of, before the movie was over, I said they definitely had an affair, and Joe was like, no. I said, no, they didn't.
It's interesting that people could look at it two ways, but when she was sneaking in his quarters, allegedly the first wine went down, that... Mm. It showed the scene after that she probably scurried back to her area, and that he was all sweaty but said, "What did I do?" And Harrison took that as a dream sequence that in his account he was dreaming of it happening.
Yeah, that's what they want you to think. Yeah.
Was it a dream? Because I thought that was completely a real scene. Yeah, no, they made it so that it was multi-interpretable, and Succession does it, and I guess maybe Power of the Dog does things like that, but the very best...
You're right about that, and also, but then, it reminded me of Rashomon. Did you ever see Rashomon?
What's that?
Oh, you read it? It's a classic.
Yeah.
I saw it in a play.
No, I didn't.
I saw it in a movie.
Hmm.
Murder, and it's three interpretations, and that's
Like Clue.
Like Clue?
Sort of sounds like Knives Out, but, did you...
Well, anyway, it's an interpretation. So when they did his interpretation, I thought it was going to show her being more into it, and but it didn't. Like, she was still fighting him.
With his interpretation.
Yeah.
I thought the exact... I said, wait, so a rape happened in every story... So, that doesn't make sense. And then I said, oh my god, wait. Pulling on what Damon's mother said to her, that it almost seemed that for what... this was the first real recorded Me Too debate, but it almost way more so seems that back in those days when villages would just be decimated and raped and so much of birth and life cycles did occur from rape with war... And that was so present. The movie was excellently directed with the battle scenes, but I think it was trying to it was so astutely and out of timely, but no idiot in our current state would ever be able to know this. Maybe some Europeans might pick at, but that was maybe more of the norm. And back then, what you can tell by her expression at the end, it was so interesting because although by our standards every one of the three stories had him as rape, in his version what he was doing wasn't seen as rape for those times. Because since women were like killed for because women were so disrespected by her, and she acted like even Matt Damon betting her was rape. Adjacent, but no, but like, and Joe didn't pick up on some of those, but with women, if they gave another man a wrong look, they could be killed by their husbands. So if you extrapolate from that, then driver's scene wasn't rape at all for those times, while in our perverse, overinflated, like, super ultra wokest standards,
really
how it's written.
She tells Matt Damon what he did, and then he goes, come on, let's go at it. And she goes, what?
Yeah.
And he says, I'm not, he's not going to be blessed.
That was one of the more vile things. Like, they were all rapey. But
you know,
the movie, it was so French, though.
She couldn't have a baby with him for some reason.
Yeah.
Even though he had a son before.
That's interesting, but there was a similar paradigm or parable in Woody Allen's Match Point. That also he couldn't impregnate his wife, but then with Scarlett Johansson, she was having the baby, so he offed her.
Yeah.
It was good. No, but it reminded me of that.
That was another like edge to it.
It was. Yeah.
They kept saying that he had a son.
No, it was Driver's kid.
No, did you catch
it? It was Shakespearean that it was supposed to be. You can only like have a family with someone you're in love with, or at least lust.
Did you pick up on the fact that they said he had a son before? Who
I'm sure. No, like I know they said stuff like that, and he was fairly old,
no,
so it makes sense that he had a kid. Okay.
So that makes you believe that, well, he had a son before, the son died, and they don't say anything about his first wife.
So you're saying
and
Driver's kid was
the first kid. And now he's with this woman, and he can't get a son.
Yeah.
So you wonder, is it him? And maybe the other wife had a different son, a different father?
Yeah,
and,
maybe.
And he still, because she got pregnant immediately.
No, the past wife, that is actually a funny point, that if that's also the paradox to extract, exterior,
right?
But maybe, like, it could have been.
Hold on.
This is something you're talking about. What?
it was like a pre-recorded call I had to take.
What? Anyway, you always say that, pre-recorded.
I'm not going to be able to talk now. I can't dissect this movie. There's too many calls coming in.
Didn't it remind you in some part of the Tower of London torture chamber?
Yeah.
I thought it was so accurate. And the movie business, we had started seeing movies like Carnage with the French epic of sociological and familial relation with John C. Reilly and those two women and Christoph Waltz in 2011 or 10. And
I forgot what that was about.
They had kids and the kids fought and they did like, it was kind of like a Haley out. We had to have like, they had, it was a very liberal movie. It was a French movie about having a meeting about the kids fighting and then the parents like tried to kill each other or something.
Oh, I know. I saw that in a play with
Gandolfini. You did? Yeah, yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
He was in a play. Yeah. That's, it was.
Oh.
You did. Yeah.
But also that and the Rum Diaries with Johnny Depp. It was like with the advent of post-Avatar, the iPhone, Netflix, and then the Avengers. Film ceased to be profitable. And then Harrison says, it's because the theaters is a big loss. And I'm like, but that's not so obvious. And he's like, hear me? You get what I'm saying though? Hello? Oh my god. Oh lord. Holy shit. Honey, I love talking to you about this stuff, but I cannot do it now. Sorry. So I stress her out. I stress my mom out just by... She's like, I'm too anxious and stressed out my calls. Try.
Hello.
What, honey?
Hi, Paula.
Hi, babe.
How are you, honey?
I'm well.
I'm all very sorry. I'm just so... Why are you upset with me?
What, babe? What, honey?
I feel so bad.
Good.
I feel bad to the extent that I made you upset.
Go.
I did. I made you so upset.
What the?
And I don't know what to tell you. I hear you lovely. I have my...
Your iPhone's in the freezer?
I love you, Paula.
Thanks, babe.
I don't want to... No.
You actually do put your batteries in the freezer.
I know what you said.
And garbage.
It's
totally true. What did she say?
I can't. I don't want to get out of here. Please, maybe something happens to me and I go.
Good. Go.
Please, Paula. Don't get angry with me, honey.
Oh, no.
I don't.
Oh, no.
I know you're right in every which way.
Oh.
But I don't know how I can go through with it.
Oh.
Please, Paula, don't be upset with me. Please, Paula, don't be upset. I know what you say is so true. And yet I don't want to get rid of my stuff.
The French people were manboyish. Affleck is a terrible actor. Good director.
I hear you fine. I have the hearing aid on. It looks like a nice day today. Are you going to be working?
What, dear?
Are you going to be working?
No.
Is this Paula?
No. Yeah, hi.
Oh, Alex, please get off the phone.
All right.
Please, Alex.
All right.
Please, Alex.
Yeah.
Get off
the phone. Yeah. Oh, she sent me.
He doesn't listen. I just help on him.
What, Mom? Oh.
I thought, don't have to do that to me. I told you not to do that. Don't make believe you're someone else.
Yeah.
Please, Paul.
I do love you. Mom says he's like talking to a friendly ex, very unidimensional. He looked feminine as a blonde. Remind me of the sick king from Game. I said. Mom thought he was united. That's all she wants to do, talk shit. I said same thing to Harrison. She all we think alike. Ben is weak. Right. Well, he's just a dethroned out party boy. He's godly. He's a lord. I don't know. Christ bread, God be saken. Are you going higher, conspire, do mire, untire, twelve, twam, fin, dent, fin, hoy, do, do day, holy bread. Left, on, Arley. I have Godiva.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, baby.
All
right.
I don't feel right.
I know.
Okay, honey.
Yes.
Please.
I love you. I miss you. Can I sing for you?
Thank you, sweetheart. All those big things I think of you, too. Thank you so much.
Can I sing you a song?
Okay. Thank you.
What?
Bye, honey.
Wait.
What is it?
All right, babe.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bye, love.
Bye-bye, dear.
Weakened. I wait, laugh my ass off, can yo. Get regular COVID co, classic and Omicron. At once I feel like it, almost fake if. You can laugh my ass off, it's so true. It, there is no more corona. Classic, oh that's so weird. I couldn't put my finger of what. My unabashed, incalculably uncontainable glut. I'm be show dunned was now, it's quite distilled and clear. My autistic needs versus failure. Times all the ish. I missed my dad and promised his ghost it, compounded by taking twine and trust it. And that's how you make a Danny Dwyer SNL said, shouldn't ever insult facto. There'll be, I say, same do yay, Tim cast ish. Hated Dune and loved You Don't Look Up. I knew I loved your ass and he all but they done present Republicans as stupid. They don't look up Negro QAnon and done flat earthers. Those are the people wearing hats at the rallies. And me. Relatively not unnormal. And how am I recording? Without a laptop? My phone and iPad, of course. Becky said a webinar replay is available. Sounds terrible. Yeah. Are they trying to fucking make me buy initial services? No, this isn't right. So stupid. I wanted a Black Keys radio and they fucking gave me Black Key. Alright. No, not the porn. No. Your cornsicle. Oh, your volume wasn't up, you fucking idiot. That must what? Are you saying that is them, it's two? A T and then the idiot co-host cunt says ho. Dwight, if they're not wrong though, let my ass up, point provo. And SNL made me canonize my own kin. As if my opinion or anyone else matters. Son Matra, no ton actor, just nothing up there. Mine no never, yo might ever. Of all 10 billion people, no one even came close to thinking of this. It doesn't even seem possible. Hey, you're a top 5 smartest people. Well, I wrote this before my laptop broke on Meeple. And well, rounded left myself sure-ish. And king of New York and New York City. Right. Umbra, there's only 3 people it coulda been to iterate. This who haven't already made it. And a word. What is the bird? You're deadly, Dwendo-ish, Gazilio Chatrilio, a brilliant molar, holar, hilio. I fear snorting alcohol, cause it to do good ish. Under my thumb, my little, she took me at other hum. Then she there, the way she comes here, and oh, she talked to me. The change has come, she's under my bum. Good ish, Dalver high breath. Amen, Therensico, and why should I listen to Dap there? I'm a blamer, that doesn't sound like a good idea. Done part of democracy is no one has the right answer, right-ish, except for moi. I know the common interest in we Froschel, not ugly. Solving them just cause I have unlimited tricks. Style ideas issue have diversity of problems. Well, twi abras twit solutis ish. Quantum physics the hottest topic until virology done took over and do AI fears under prayers. Everything you can always be do extreme. You're do all quirk separating, but AI always has the idea. Ish, you're a waste of time. Most, yes, but one idea I should hit, cause they can all be bad, or they all are bad until you find one that ish. Wow, academia is surprisingly unintellectual. It's all fucked and they drinking tequila. I'm all scotch. And I tell my brother, you hear about the goodish Rogan said about conspiracies, all the COVID guys he had on. Your brother's like, no, I didn't catch it. I don't actively look for Rogan. I'm like, you should start though. Ish, Scottish, Brit, okay, Dwell, this is Dwell, Don, Tway, and Dwell, and the inability to be self-critical, it's a huge lacking, as you believe your own uptish, they are all wrong. I tell my brother it was Ben Affleck's maybe best role ever, and mom, and he loved Ben being a jokey party boy, and mom said it was weak, and I said he's the worst actor. But it was good for you, Ben! It was good for you! Alright, time for my Legos today. Lucky me. I have too much sushi to be damn for dying depressed. My bro, why do you have to be so sloppy throwing them all in there moving abruptly? You're gonna kill someone one day. Ish, Dwalkalali, Scottish Brit, okay. Dwell, this is Dwell Dwine, Tway, And why and the inability to be self-critical, it's a huge lacking as you believe you're the limitless soundtrack on uptish day. Are all wrong and our ish is more, so much over. Done tried to my god, it's some dev of 12-ish. Cocktails are needed when talking to people at Hartford. On there. No luck, the luck, done scare. It's the truth where I'm a cut where. If always a mish, so okay, so we need Tommy Bama, we all have days sucking off our own octuff illness. I never realized the intellectuals are the most close-minded. Yeah, true done. Learning is the ultimate thing. There is nothing to know, cause you know everything about anything but importance. You're purported and blurred in components. No, I'll be the Nazi in the ways, yeah. If you are being true, you can only resonate more. Movie powwow hour. Clever. It's like, I thought the power of the dog was very clear and through the line. No ambiguity at all. Yes, but...